Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Gridiron Greatness podcast. Back with you. And today we're going to be going over my reactions and my new predictions, except for the Bills. I'm still having them winning the Super Bowl. I'm going to have my new predictions and my reactions to the games. So my first reaction. I apologize for my bracket being wrong. I forgot about the seeds, about the teams being reseeded. The Chiefs play the highest, Bills play the, or other way around. Bills play the highest, Chiefs play the lowest, and yeah. So, Browns versus Steelers reaction. Browns smacked them. That's what I thought would happen. Maybe a little bit of a closer game, but Browns smacked them. Just straight simple. Nothing to say. Bills-Colts game. I feel like the Bills should have played better. They played really well. The Colts hung on really, really well. But I feel like the Bills, they can't lose that game. And they were deathly close to losing that game. They're a Hail Mary away. They already know what that feels like. But they were so close to losing that game. I mean, it was just... No, it was basically sloppy football from both... Not sloppy football. It just, I feel like the Bills should have... beating them by more is what I was predicting. Ravens-Titans. I thought the Titans would win. I'm kind of surprised the Ravens won. Derrick Henry didn't look regular. Lamar Jackson looked amazing. Both defenses were playing pretty well. I mean, it's playoff football. You don't know what to expect. So, I got two predictions right on the AFC side. And I'm just going to go to the Super Bowl from this. From the divisional round of the AFC. So, Bills-Ravens, I still have the Bills winning. I'm still sticking with them going to the Super Bowl. Chiefs-Browns, I think it's going to be a close game, but I still feel like the Chiefs are going to pull away and go to the NFC, the AFC Championship. And then I had the Bills winning that game and going to the Super Bowl. Now on the NFC side. Rams and Seahawks. I'm surprised that the Seahawks lost. Of course, John Wolford going out of the game wasn't. It was kind of a blessing in disguise for the Rams. I know it was an awful injury, but it was kind of like, hey, it showed that Jared Goff is basically your guy, and he stepped up in a big way and led them to win over the Seahawks. Seahawks, their offense couldn't get going this game. DK was arguably upset. Can't blame him. Seahawks defense let up too many points when you couldn't have given up points, when you didn't have to, when you couldn't give up points. Saints Bears game. We knew this was going to happen. I thought the Cardinals should have been in the Bears' shoes. Yeah, nothing else to say. That was just self-explanatory. Now the Bucks versus Washington. I have watched that. Taylor Heinicke played an amazing game. Given that, I think he was... I don't know if he was even on their... I think he got signed to the practice squad, I think, in December. And then for him to go out and play this game, it was amazing. Alex Smith mentoring him on the sideline, that was really cool. Bucks played a really good game, too. Brady playing well, as usual. Antonio Brown, good game. Chris Godwin, pretty good game. Didn't see much of Mike Evans, but... I mean, there's so many other weapons. But, yeah, I thought there was going to be a little bit of a farther away game. I thought the Bucs were going to beat the brakes off of them, but it's whatever. I mean, okay, so now we have the Buccaneers versus the New Orleans Saints. So, I think this is actually going to be watching both teams play. I'm going to still take the Saints on this one. Their defense looked amazing against Chicago. Their offense looked really well. I think implementing Taysom Hill into the game plan works really, really well. And I think the Buccaneers just, they're still a really good team. It's just the Saints are better, I think. Rams versus Green Bay. Green Bay's going to win. I think the Rams are a good young team. I just think Aaron Rodgers... He's just gonna pull away with this one, and I just feel as if Aaron Rodgers is gonna go for like such a big game. 4 touchdowns, 320 passing yards, and let's say 30 completions. That's my prediction for the game. I called it. So, Rams defense, I think, Aaron Donald was injured last game, so that's going to be a huge piece if he doesn't play. But Rams defense looked pretty good against Seattle. That pick six was by Darius Williams. I think, yeah. Yeah. So then I have the Packers or Saints. Now, I'm going to change this up. I'm going to go with the Saints going to the Super Bowl on this one. I think I said Packers going to the Super Bowl last podcast. I'm going Saints this time. I think the Saints, after beating Chicago, and I think after they go on a tear against the Buccaneers, I think that the Saints are, I don't know if they're going to, I don't want to say favorites, but I think that the Saints are going to pull away with this one. I think their defense is amazing. I think Drew Brees is playing pretty well. I think implementing Taysom Hill, as I said, into the game plan, do some read option with Alvin Kamara. You can even put Jameis Winston, give him a few plays, just see how he works in with the playoff football. If they're up. Or Drew Brees isn't playing bad, he gets hurt. And yeah, I think you could run that. I think the Saints also have a pretty bright future. Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas. I don't know about Jared Cook. I don't know if he's going to stay for much longer. Their O-line, though, really good. Saints O-line held up really, really well last night. Khalil Mack didn't have that big of a game, but, I mean, with an O-line like that. The tackles were amazing. I'm still going to stick with the Bills winning the Super Bowl. I'm not going to say much about that. So, yeah. I know it's a little bit of a shorter podcast, 7 minutes. But I think I needed to express my what I thought about this. And I'm going to keep doing reactions to all the playoff games. And keep, predicting the games going forward. Heck, maybe I might change it up. Maybe the Browns win or something by, 15. And the Bills lose and I have to predict all over again. But it's whatever. So thank you guys for listening. I'll see you in the next one.